Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon. We're broadcasting to you live today from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus here in Edmond, Oklahoma. You can listen live to KPCG anytime online at kpcg.fm. And there's also a live link to this radio station at thetrumpet.com. You can also find archives to all KPCG radio shows at both of those websites. Have you ever thought much about the concept of one-man rule? It is something that makes God's work truly unique. It is perhaps the main reason that God provides so many incredible opportunities to his work. Back in 2011, Philadelphia Church of God Pastor General Gerald Fleury gave a sermon titled God's Open Door. And he talked about how there was a mistake being made in the Worldwide Church of God under the late educator and theologian Herbert W. Armstrong in the way that God's church talked about history. While going through the different church eras, a mistake was made about presenting God's government, describing how God's government works. It was implied that everybody at headquarters, all of the ministers at headquarters, have this pretty much equal level of authority. And the entire rest of the church must look to all of those ministers to be the example, to be the authority. Writings like this, Mr. Armstrong had to personally discontinue because they were inaccurate. They twisted God's truth about the Bible, about government. Thankfully, today, God's church does get it right. Mr. Fleury has a free book all about church history that you can request for free at thetrumpet.com. You can also read it there. It will be in the show notes of this program once it is turned into a podcast later this afternoon. And really, the crux of it is God's government structure. That's how God operates. One-man rule. It was implied in the past that all of the leaders at headquarters had the keys of the kingdom of God. Mr. Fleury clarified the truth about this subject. He quoted Matthew 16 and verse 18, which says, "And I say also unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock," capital R, or Jesus Christ, "I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And then verse 19, "And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And so whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So it's saying here, Christ is the head of the church. He's the foundation upon whom we build. But then God specifically instructs his one man here, the chief apostle, Peter, that he has the keys of the kingdom of heaven. He is the one who can bind on earth, and it will be bound as well in heaven, and loose on earth, and the same things will be loosed in heaven. This authority, this power, is given specifically to one man. Mr. Fleury then went to Matthew 18, which talks about multiple ministers in the church having the authority to bind and loose, but that's within a different context. That's under the authority of the one man, making binding and loosing decisions regarding membership status of different people in the church, administering correction or giving counsel. Ministers who are far away from headquarters obviously have to have certain amounts of authority given to them and approved by God's one man, or else how could the church possibly operate? Mr. Fleury can't take phone calls from every single person about every single matter that needs to be counseled about. It just wouldn't function that way. But there is a clear distinction here when it's talking about the keys of the kingdom of heaven, when it's talking about binding and loosing. This is one man rule, and this is how everything works so spectacularly in God's work. This is the whole reason that God gives open doors to his work. Revelation 3, verse 8 shows that. Here's what it says. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have a little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. As Mr. Fleury has pointed out before, as he did in this very same sermon, the word name there means authority. God's saying, we have not denied his authority. We have not rejected the truth that the real head of God's church and God's work is Jesus Christ, and that he does work through one man specifically. With that government structure intact, that is when we can have so many open doors made available to us. It is really important when we think about this subject to consider history. What happened to the worldwide Church of God when they basically started to teach that all the ministers at headquarters were on the same level? All ministers at headquarters were inspired by God in the same way. Again, obviously, all ministers have authority from God, but it's different for the one man God is specifically using. Mr. Fleury says here in this sermon, again from 2011, titled God's Open Door, but look at the destruction, brethren. Look at the destructions on that church today because of that kind of thinking. Again, that every minister at headquarters had the same authority. He continues, and they still think that way. It's not what Mr. Armstrong taught them. It is not what he taught them. The apostles and the elders at Jerusalem did not make the decisions for all the other churches. So God works through one man, and there is a government structure underneath that one man. Mr. Fleury described a point in the WCG where Mr. Armstrong had to realize a mistake he was making. Mr. Armstrong actually allowed an office of authority to be injected between himself and the rest of the ministry. So there was Mr. Armstrong, then there was what you could pretty much call a middleman, and then there was the rest of the ministry. So what this did was it ended up taking God's one man out of direct contact with the vast majority of the ministry. Pretty much when that happens, all Satan has to do is get to that middleman, and he can cause devastating problems. Mr. Armstrong said, as Mr. Fleury quotes here, I knew that God's form of organization is from the top down. I did not realize that allowing an office of authority to be interjected between me and the church was contrary to God's form of human organization. And then Mr. Fleury continues, Christ rules the apostle and the evangelists and all of us. Christ rules. And Christ establishes the government of God. He does that. That's not something men do. God establishes his government, and it will only work that way. How many times have you heard that? Extremely powerful stuff here in this message. And he, like Mr. Fleury continues to point out here, this is the whole reason that God's work has so many open doors, so many opportunities. In a recent coworker letter from the beginning of this month, actually, Mr. Fleury wrote about how he doesn't just expect God's work to hold steady during the coronavirus lockdowns worldwide. He actually wants the work to expand. He's looking for more open doors in the middle of a pandemic. That's the way God thinks. It's funny, actually, someone this morning sent me a really hilarious quote from a famous television show and compared this quote to what's going on in the world right now. This is someone in the show being asked to give leadership advice. And then just listen to this quote and think about how leaders in the world are applying this same exact type of reasoning. Don't ever, for any reason, do anything to anyone for any reason, ever, no matter what, no matter where or who you are with, or where you are going, or where you've been, ever, for any reason whatsoever. That's the way of the world right now. And I just thought that was a hilarious quote. It doesn't really even say anything except to do nothing. The world right now is afraid to step outside. They're terrified of a virus. They are closing their doors, literally locking themselves inside their homes. Closing up their businesses, millions of people being laid off, billions of lives being altered forever because of this. Because of this approach, this fearful closed door approach. Mr. Fleury says here, he's paraphrasing what it says in Revelation 3 verse 8 about keeping God's authority and having these open doors as a result. You've not denied my authority, God's authority. So I just open a huge door for you. And I do it because you don't reject my authority. And you've kept my word, the word in my Bible. That's where you'll find the people that have the open door every single time. Every single time. If you don't keep that authority, there's no open door. There's no work of God. Now, that applies collectively for the church and to individuals. That's why it's so important that every single one of us has the right attitude towards God's government as we support God's work. Because any amount of bitterness can cause big problems in the work. Any amount of a government problem in any one of us could be a reason why some of these open doors start to close. Mr. Armstrong had a classic article, June 24th, 1985, Recent History of the Philadelphia Era of the Worldwide Church of God. And he wrote about how Satan attacks and tries to stir up division within God's church. It's actually rather confusing on the surface to look around at churches in this world and see what appears to be quite a bit of unity, actually. Quite a bit of peace. And you know why? As Mr. Armstrong pointed out, it's because Satan isn't even attacking them. He's attacking this church, this work. He's doing whatever he can to shut this work down. That's the reason for any problems that arise. Satan just trying to get in the way. But that does bring us to this concept of open doors that maybe are barely open. Maybe they do weigh thousands of pounds and are cracked open just an inch. But still, God has opened the door. What are we to do in that instance? If the door is opened by God, if we're following God's government, God's man, as he is inspired by Christ to make important decisions for the work, what if we're following that and supporting that, and we come upon a door that is just barely cracked open and is really heavy? Well, remember, Revelation 3 verse 8 says, it doesn't matter if the whole entire world is pushing on the other side of that door. They can't close it. They can lock down the world, but they can't close any doors to God's work. We're on the other side of that door. And as much as the world pushes against it, we have the power on our side to push it wide open. And there's so many examples of this in the work over the years. But there is one example that I actually wrote about for PCG.church a couple weeks ago. This was a plane trip. Mr. Fleury was attempting to visit members of God's church in Australia and the Philippines. And yet for weeks leading up to that trip, he couldn't obtain the necessary paperwork that he needed for a travel visa. This was a work trip, which did change things significantly. It caused there to be quite a lot more requirements than a normal vacation type trip, perhaps. This was just before the Passover and the Days of Unleavened Bread in 2018. Everyone else who was going on that plane was approved immediately to travel, except for Mr. Fleury. Now, this whole time leading up to this trip for many weeks, there was never a doubt in Mr. Fleury's mind that we were all going to still make that trip as planned. And even when it came time to depart from Oklahoma and fly to the other side of the world for this trip, and he still had no approval, he got on that plane without any hesitation, and off we went. We landed in Fiji, which was supposed to be our last stop before entering Australia. And even when we were in Fiji, we didn't hear any good news about his travel paperwork. He still didn't have permission to enter Australia. There were plenty of other options, though. I thought of a lot of them. And I didn't write this in the article, but I'm not sure how much of this creative brainstorming was inspired by the fact that I had to actually speak in front of hundreds of people in Australia for a brief amount of time. Maybe I was a little bit nervous about that and trying to think of other ways where I could avoid that situation. So I came up with all these other great ideas. At least I thought they were great ideas. We could stay in Fiji and just the few of us keep the Passover together. We could go into New Zealand or the Philippines because he did have permission to go in there, even though he couldn't in Australia. But this entire time, Mr. Fleury was unwavering in his determination to stick to the original plan, to go to Australia first and then to go to the Philippines. This was a plan that only solidified in Mr. Fleury's mind the more resistance that he faced. And he wouldn't take no for an answer. And those around us were just constantly making phone calls around him. We're constantly making phone calls, sending emails and texts. And thankfully, a church member in Australia with experience as a pilot called the Australian airport and was able to speak some sense into those people. Finally, approval was given. We flew into Australia just in time to keep the Passover, just in time to observe the Days of Unleavened Bread. The trip went exactly as planned. This is the type of action God's man can take when he knows that it's an open door. And all the rest of us have to do is follow that faith. Follow that one man as he follows Jesus Christ. It's so easy to overthink it in the moment when any type of obstacles start to arise. But that's not the way that Mr. Fleury saw it. And as I pointed out in this article, it's not to just bring untold credit on one man. This is the type of power that God makes available to his servant. The type of power that all of us can build in our lives through the power of that Holy Spirit. It is a life changer. It is a work changer. We can push on these open doors. We can push them all the way open in God's work, knowing that God has opened these doors for us and is just waiting to see how much effort we'll put into opening them all the way. This is something we're actually supposed to pray about, that God provides us with more open doors, more opportunities in these dangerous times, in these uncertain times, looking for ways to expand. Colossians 4, verse 3, the English Standard Version says, "At the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison." That's the Apostle Paul writing to the Colossian brethren. Pray for open doors so that God's message can reach the largest audience possible. Open doors come in all shapes and sizes. Sometimes, if we're just using our own sight, we'll look right past them. Sometimes they are doors we would never even think of opening if it were up to us. These are doors that God has to open. These are doors that God's man is inspired to follow Christ through. And there are just so many miracles that take place when we follow that faith, when we charge through these open doors, we let the decisions be made by those who are supposed to be making the decisions, not second-guessing what's going on in the work, but just wholeheartedly, without hesitation, charging straight into that open door and straight through it, pushing it all the way open. That's the opportunity God is giving us. He wants to see how we'll respond to it. Now, there's plenty of examples like this in the work. The court battle against the WCG comes to mind as well. Not accepting their resistance against the PCG printing Mr. Armstrong's greatest book, Mystery of the Ages. Not only fighting for Mystery of the Ages, but as soon as they took us to court, asking for 18 more writings from Mr. Armstrong. Mr. Fleury did that despite the lawyers telling him to be cautious, to take a scared, closed door, do nothing for any reason whatsoever approach. He wouldn't take that approach. He went on the attack, inspired by God, inspired by Christ. He opened up those doors. He went through those open doors. He pushed them all the way open. And it can't be done, though, without the help of everybody else. What is God's one man without this engine of the work all around him? Every last one of us has a responsibility to push on those open doors, to push those doors all the way open. Again, these are doors that God has already opened and is waiting to see how we'll respond. It does take perseverance to do that. It does take a lot of living faith. We have to know God's promises. We have to follow his government, obey his government. And then just look at everything that opens up to us as a result. When we charge through these open doors, look at what has happened in God's work. Look at the miracles God works for us. Setting this work up better financially than perhaps it has ever been. Even during a pandemic. Even as so many of us struggle financially on an individual level, God still finds ways to open up doors and to provide so that this message keeps on going out as if nothing happened to affect it. What a blessing. What an honor to be a part of this work. To go through these open doors without any fear, without any doubt. We have nothing to worry about or second guess. If God opened it, we just go through. Mr. Fleury has led by example in this area. And hopefully, we can all think about this example and do our best to follow it. So today we've been talking about open doors, pushing doors all the way open. We've uncovered the secret to open doors, which is just obeying God, following his authority, trusting in that type of government structure. And God can open up so many opportunities for us when we just obey. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time.